From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, will continue his studies in Paul's Epistle to the Colossians as he brings the conclusion of a message entitled Reconciliation with God, Personal, Perfect, and Permanent. The text for the message is found in Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. We've seen the need for sinners to be reconciled to God, because in his natural unsaved state, man is actively opposed to God. We've also seen the dramatic intervention of divine grace. By his death on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ has removed the hostility which existed between God and his people. The means of reconciliation lies in Christ having made himself our peace offering to God. Finally, there is the purpose of reconciliation. It is our eternal glory, as Christ presents his blood-washed people holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in God's sight. Dr. Cairns will conclude the message shortly. First of all, we'd like to bring you a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Invitation to Pray. The text is Jeremiah 33 and verse 3. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God encourages us to pray. They tell us that prayer is a pious exercise which has no influence except upon the mind engaged in it. We know better. Our experience gives the lie a thousand times over to this infidel assertion. Here Jehovah, the living God, distinctly promises to answer the prayer of his servant. Let us call upon him again, and admit no doubt upon the question of his hearing us and answering us. He that made the ear, shall he not hear? He that gave parents a love to their children, will he not listen to the cries of his own sons and daughters? God will answer his pleading people in their anguish. He has wonders in store for them. What they have never seen, heard of, or dreamed of, he will do for them. He will invent new blessings if needful. He will ransack sea and land to feed them. He will send every angel out of heaven to succor them if their distress requires it. He will astound us with his grace and make us feel that it was never before done in this fashion. All he asks of us is that we will call upon him. He cannot ask less of us. Let us cheerfully render him our prayers at once.
Grace will ease your deepest need. He hears us who
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we are greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
nothing worse than for God's friends to try to be friends with the world. You can't be that. If you're strangers and pilgrims, then live that way. Abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, living honest lives among the Gentiles, behaving among the strangers to God as those who are the friends of God, behaving in a way that will tell men and women, we're strangers to your wickedness and your way of life, but we're near and dear to the heart of our God because we're reconciled to Him by the blood of His Son. Holy, already cleansed and separated unto God. But then unblameable. That would speak of us being without spot or without blemish. First sight, you'd think it's sinless perfection, and we all know that we have not yet reached sinless perfection. But yet, you know, we read in Numbers 23, starting at verse 19, the words of Balaam, who sought to curse Israel because he could see sin in Israel, and Balak, who commissioned him, brought him to where he would see the unworthiness of Israel. But Balaam had to say, God is not a man that he should lie. Let me ask you to make sure you know where this text is. If you've never memorized it, memorize it now. It'll be one of the greatest promises you can ever employ in prayer. And if you really learn to lay hold of it, it will change your prayer life and the confidence with which you lay hold of God. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Then he says this, behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. And then this incredible statement, he hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Now that sounds strange. Did not God upbraid Israel for their sin? Did he not convict them of their murmuring and their unbelief? Oh yes, he did. God was fully aware of all that would breach the fellowship that his people should have with him. But when it came to somebody trying to curse them or condemn them, their sin was under the blood. God hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. Already unblameable in the sight of God and unreprovable, perfectly justified, beyond accusation or charge. Romans chapter 8, 33-34, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. In other words, he's saying, this is not just a future thing. Justification is operative here and now. The people of God cannot be cursed. The people of God cannot be accused. The people of God cannot be charged for their destruction. Can't happen. Why? Because God justified them. Because Christ died for them. Christ rose again for them. Christ is at the right hand of God for them. Christ is making intercession for them. Four immutable pillars upon which Christian security stands. Here it is. This is the present dignity of believers, but it's also their future destiny. We often think of those words in Ephesians 5, and because they're usually read at a marriage service, we emphasize the duty of husbands here. And of course, every woman knows that husbands need to be reminded of their duty. That's why they're so good at reminding us. Well, why this speaks to husbands, it reminds us first and foremost of Christ. Husbands, love your wives. Now, let that be accepted. And let husbands do that. But for a moment, let us just put the husbands to the side. And let's see the great prototype here. Let's see Christ himself. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that in order that he might sanctify and cleanse it. There's the holy, with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. There's the without blemish and without spot, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish, unreprovable for all eternity. That's the ultimate goal. He's going to do that. There's a day coming when the weakest believer, the most stumbling Christian, justified freely by the grace of God, will be gathered up in the whole body of Christ and will be presented there purer than the creation of an angel. It will happen. It cannot fail to happen, because there's no taint of failure in the death of Jesus Christ. Now let's come full circle. The Lord found us a people who were hateful and full of hatred against him. He found us a people who were hostile to him, a people who were dead set in our enmity to God. He could have dealt with us in pure justice, and we could not have had one word of complaint. Had God damned us to the deepest hell, from hell we must have lifted our voice and said, O Lord, thou art righteous. He could have dealt with us in pure justice. But thank God he dealt with us in love and grace. We were enemies, but he reconciled us. Notice the action is his. He reconciled us in the body of Christ's flesh through death. He brought us into fellowship and into friendship, making us nigh with a reconciliation that is personal and perfect and permanent. You were sometime alienated and enemies, but now he has reconciled you. That's the testimony of every Christian. The question you have to answer today is simple. Is it my testimony? Can I sing the words that we were singing in Robert Murray McShane's hymn, I once was a stranger to grace and to God? Or do you have to say, I still remain a stranger to grace and to God? Make sure you know where you stand with God. And if today you're out of Christ, perhaps blessed with all those blessings that I enumerated earlier, and you're employing them all in a hateful rebellion against your God, if you're found still out of Christ, make sure today that recognizing your sin, you call on Him for mercy. Cry to Him to deal with you through the merits of His blood and bring you into friendship, fellowship, perfect reconciliation with God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. As Dr. Barrett said, there will be a few minutes between this and the service to follow, and you'll be free to leave. Is there a more beautiful word on the lips of the Lord Jesus than that which He spoke to His disciples? Ye are my friends. Is there anything we need more to hear than that assurance from the Lord Jesus? You are my friends. I wonder, is that what He has to say to you today? I wonder, have you ever been reconciled to God? Brought out of your wicked works of rebellion and brought into the saving merits of Christ's sacrifice? If not, then let me call you to Christ. The command of Scripture is repent and be converted. Make sure you come to Christ to be brought nigh to God, for there's no other way. And if you are saved, if you're made nigh to God, then remember what Peter said. You're now a stranger and a pilgrim in the earth. So abstain from fleshly lusts that war against the soul. If you're a friend of God, then live that way. For His blood has power to keep you holy, unblameable, unreprovable, even in this filthy world.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening, and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.